Good evening, everyone. Good evening. You've tuned in to Radiance by Design. Are you radiating consciously? How does that feel to you, and how does your life look all around you? Happy New Year. It's New Year's. Oh, my gosh. It's 2014. It seems like minutes ago we were all talking about Y2K, and golly gee, we were in the 60s, and good knows, God knows what all we've done since then. Anyway, this is Veronica Entwistle talking to you, and I want you to be calling in tonight. We want to talk about a number of things. Radiance. We want to talk about how you radiate, change your energy, change your reality, and what happens when the collective of our species is befuddled and kind of entranced with polarized power issues, toxicity, and so on. It's almost like the collective is a bit sick and demented at times. We keep hearing stories about, and for those of you who heard Paradigm Shifters, it's enough to curl your hair, you could save on a curling iron when you listen to Dr. Helen Caldicott and some of the others that I've been looking into since my friend Jaya got me to talk to Dr. Caldicott, and I've really been perusing different teachers and gurus about Fukushima and the plumes of radioactive waters that are coming on up to the West Coast from Japan, floating around, talking to various, or reading about, or listening to YouTube, the various teachers who are teaching us how treacherous is our society these days. Not just the society, but the pain that we've inflicted upon Mother Earth. And so what is it that promotes that? And when you look at the collective thought process, the collective belief structures, the collective consciousness, we see that there are so many huge battles going on about becoming secure, becoming the king of the castle and you're the dirty rascal, becoming the greedmonger, that 1% kind of guy. Coming, you know, I know 1% people aren't all greedmongers, but you know what I mean, the ones that grab all the money and hide out and put it on a, what do you call it, on the offshore banks and all that sort of stuff and don't worry about the quality of life for others. I think it's a really, really important subject because here we all are in the spiritual mode in metaphysics, wanting to, as I keep saying, which I got from the Arcturian Chronicles, change the energy, change your reality. I want to change our reality. I want to know that those plumes coming out of the melted down Fukushima reactors can be changed. The poison, the radiation that people are saying it's going to take millions of years for it to break down. I want to believe that if we change our victimization, if we change our greed attitudes, if we change something I've been working on probably for 100 years, but I'm at it again, forgiveness, 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 then politics itself doesn't have to hold an iron club over our heads. Politics. So I want to win against you. You want to win against me. I want all the money. No, I do. No, I do. No, I do. That stuff doesn't really feed the consciousness of our species. It only feeds the consciousness that's already there. It doesn't enhance, that's what I mean, enhance the consciousness of our species. It just fuels that ancient kind of old battle that's been going on about who gets it all and how and who's the most important and who's the favorite child in the family, who's the prettiest, who gets the most money off TV, blah, 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 all this stuff. And meanwhile, we have the Gulf oil spill, which is just treacherously tearing up the womb of Mother Earth's deep, deep seas. We have Fukushima, which is adding to radiation spills and terrible traumas that have been going on, several since in Japan, since World War II. We've got all this incredible stuff. We've got GMOs plasticizing our foods. We've got water that's poison. We've got fracking. It's creating combustibility in crude oils and blowing trains up. And we've got fracking that's tearing up the drinking water and the cleaning water in various parts of the world. But guess what? It creates a few jobs. But of course, Mother Earth herself changed the energy, changed the reality. Mother Earth herself could die in the midst of it all. Saundra Sneed, who was on about a month ago, is a channel, and she was saying that her guidance has said that we'll probably annihilate ourselves soon. I take all this stuff and I balance it from one hand to the other, and I, thanks to Rachel Von Dessel that I had on as a paradigm shifter a while back, who talked a lot about the Tibetan art of dying called the Pawa, which is the art of learning through meditation, sound, and breath to release your attachment to your karma, to clear your stuff up before you die, so that when you leave, you can go out into, I think it's called Pure Lands instead of the Bardos, which are like pools of leftover thoughts and feelings and all kinds of swills of stuff. Stuff where we can actually launch ourselves as souls and spirits beyond the collective that I was whining about at the beginning of the show. But the collective that doesn't really think for itself, but is busy reacting and overacting and passing on a kind of a duality. You know, we can move beyond that. The Tibetan dying style, they're also really big into the ETs as well. The Tibetan dying style is embracing the ongoingness of your spirit and soul, but also your ability to detach from these influences that are probably going to, well, could well annihilate the planet, right? I say release ourselves because you and I are a part of that collective too, and the only way to release ourselves is through conscious activity, perhaps breathing, meditation, consciously seeing, focusing, visualizing, intending, creating with your mind and your heart, the release of old dichotomies of things that you're angry about, of reactions that aren't even your own. Maybe you're fiercely competitive or fiercely defensive and so on, looking at yourselves, releasing that kind of thing. Because without the releasing, and my guides say like 95% of the job is releasing, without our releasing, a conscious releasing every day or every hour even, you don't actually have new insights, very creative and expanded ways of dealing with things. So let's spiral back around to Fukushima, which is that incredibly serious meltdown that happened over in Japan after a tsunami after an earthquake, where they had a whole bunch of nuclear power centers, four of them. And, you know, Japan is kind of the center of radiation, isn't it? And it's taken many, 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 many years. I don't think they've ever concluded what the damage to their population has been, how many have died or how many have been distorted with radiation since Hiroshima and Nagasaki in the Second World War. I don't think we could even begin to calculate the ongoing results of that. And yet they have all these nuclear power plants there. And now that ongoing disaster, like the Gulf oil only spill, only more, or fracking, that disaster is going to affect you, and it's going to affect me bit by bit in a cumulative fashion for many, many, many years. And if you listen to Dr. Helen Caldicott, there's nothing you can do about it. But you and I know, we're metaphysicians, right? We're warriors of the mind and heart. And we believe that we can raise our fields and frequency above that frequency, above those frequencies of radiation. And we can literally radiate at a higher level. And that's what I figure we may as well do. Now, the other thing is maybe we'll all die. I don't know. But I believe in the art of releasing as being a wonderful way to die, because the ongoingness of the soul, maybe you're an ET, maybe I am. We have no idea how many different guises we've worn as souls that are touring the universe. Maybe we could clear everything and come in and be, or release ourselves and go to pure lands. Or maybe we'll come back and be really highly radiant spirits, because apparently the radiance that we die with is what we tour the universe with after that. See what I mean? See, it all seems to be, hey, we've got something to do about Fukushima. We've got something to do about fracking. We've got something to do about politics, which is really the art of interacting with people. Our art of interacting with people is all the primitive right now, darling. And all the war stuff. I mean, come on. We have the ability to raise our fields and frequency and perceive one another from a much higher level. We have the ability to release and forgive one another for having been stumbling around on this planet in various stages of pre-programmed reaction or various phases and stages of our own learning curves on this planet. Oh, my gosh. And we need to learn to forgive ourselves and other people for many reasons. One of the reasons is in order to heal ourselves and feel the love that we are. The other thing is to share the love with other people. And the greater part of it is that you and I, when we're really forgiving and really loving, we are radiating out into the collective a much higher field and frequency. And that really, if enough people do that, oh my gosh, we could actually move our consciousness totally above any relationship to radiation and the dualities that create war and the financial dualities that create huge sums of poverty. You know, there's a lot that we can do. So tonight, I mean, that's, what was I going to say? There's a lot we can do. Sounds pretty glib when the situation over there is dire and getting direr, and they're lying and they're making more lies about it all so that we know some things, but we don't know the whole thing because, you know, because we're not really told what's going on out there most of the time. You have to really dig, don't you? And most of us don't want to look because we're metaphysicians and we don't want to tilt our brain with negative information. But sometimes we have to take a look just long enough to go, okay, I know something huge is going on and I really have to get to work on my own belief system. I have to do a lot of bringing in of the higher fields. I need to do a lot of releasing and I need to do a lot of visualization that Mother Earth can burp out some of these poisons and really create a healing presence for her own self. So that was kind of a long diatribe, wasn't it? It's just that I'm thinking a lot about this situation and kind of scratching my head on what exactly can we do. But I do know this, that if enough of us get to work on it and our coherent field is way higher than it's been so far, hot diggity, we could change reality in a wonderful way. So we're going to do our conjoint meditation. We're going to take some, we're going to do the first, remember the first movie we create is you becoming who you really want to become. I see a lot of beings on the other side in my work as an intuitive. And they do say things like this, I didn't live my life. Some of them say, I didn't live my life. And next time I'm going to, or I didn't live my life and I'm just learning what that means. Are you living your life? When we're talking about issues of forgiveness and radiance and so on, often the things we're mad about prevent us from living our life because that keeps us spiraling round and round and round those subjects, doesn't it? Just round and round and round instead of dropping your attachments and really feeling your own presence and that you can put your radiance out into the collective. You give it away to something or someone that maybe suppresses you, that you keep up your duality most of your life. I don't know. I don't want to go too far into this. But anyway, the first film, the first movie we're going to make in the structures is of you becoming who you really are. You can see yourself taking charge of living your life. And then we're going to move to the second one, which is you doing your project, some project that you want to create. It might be home and family. I don't know, but it might be something really huge. It might be changing the radiance in the world. It might be whatever you want. I want to be consciously multidimensional. I think I do that in the first one. And then in the third section, we're doing the Galactic Healing Center. We have some wonderful, wonderful people that call in or that I know of. And sometimes the people that we take into the Galactic Healing Center, I don't know them at all. So maybe you send them, or maybe there's beings that just show up to be healed. But I do hear from people saying, wow, that really touched me. So be prepared tonight. We'll work on you, maybe, or we'll work on whoever comes in. And then the final thing is we like to work on, or we like to do in the Galactic Healing Center, a political situation. And you know what I'm going to be talking about tonight is, I guess it's two things. It's healing planet Earth, but it's also the Fukushima thing and how to, or maybe I want to look at it, of how to bust the political kind of the political knots and pushes and pulls and the greed and so on. I want to bust that kind of consciousness that politicians, some politicians, will do anything to stay in power, including drop a lot of their idealism. So, and I want truth out there. So let's do our healing in the Galactic Healing Center in a political situation. Let's make it a really mammoth one tonight. Are you with me on that? Let's do some healing. And the healing always requires waking up, waking up, waking up. And that's to love and to the consciousness of being one of many, a contribution as one of many, the contribution you make and I make. So let's have some fun with this stuff and let's share our coherence together. Are you ready? Above your head, see that golden ball shining and spinning. Woo! It's about 2 miles up. And then below your spine, about 40 feet, another golden ball. And drop a filament of light from the upper golden ball down through your spine into the lower golden ball. And from your higher golden ball, drop a four-sided pyramid. It's gold as well. We love the radiance of gold, eh? And have it go about waist height. And then upside down, another golden pyramid, and its point goes into the lower golden ball. The two bases meet, so you've got yourself an eight-sided structure. Yeah. And then inside of that, and you're in it, right? You've got the filament of light running through you. But inside of the eight-sided structure, we have here a crystal ball. And inside the crystal ball, we have the star. We're calling it the star tetrahedron, or we could call it your light body, your Merkaba. Or sometimes it's easier for me to flash see it as the three-dimensional Star of David. Good. And you're inside of it, so I want you to spin and spin and spin in that star tetrahedron. Spin and spin and spin and spin. And as you do, take a look in front of you and see this screen, this magical screen. And on that screen, we're going to create some movies. And the first movie is you becoming who you want to become. Oh, this is where I like saying I want to become consciously multidimensional. Good. And whatever it is you've decided you want to become, see all the pieces coming together and you become that. And when you feel like you've become it, or you feel like you're verging on becoming it, let's wrap that in light, move it over to the side so it can keep going. And we'll do our second screen. And on this screen, you're going to be creating, you're going to see yourself with a project. And then you're going to see all the time, the money, the people, all the resources that are required to bring your project to fruition. Excellent job. And as it all happens, all the pieces come together, and it's kind of rejoicing, isn't it? And then you decide that you're going to take a little time because you want to bring together all the resources, the people, the places, the money, everything to sustain your project so it gets to live out its life. Good. to do the Galactic Healing Center. Now, remember, you have a wonderful healing team around you. You have a wonderful team of beings of many, many levels. Some might be your ancestors. Some might be your higher guidance. Some are beings that you've known from other lives. Some are beings that are just meant to help you cultivate wisdom, power, and evolution. So we have a really interesting, beautiful, radiant group of beings. So we go into the Galactic Healing Center. You see there a beautiful table, a fresh, pristine, radiant table, healing table. And around the table, you ask your own healing team to stand and ask them if they'll work on you. The first person that comes to lie on the table is you, or me in my case. And when you get up on the table, you tell them or ask them for help and something that you're dealing with. But if you don't know, if you're not really dealing with any specific thing right now, just lie there and ask for their advice. And they'll tell you what you need to have happen. Okay. That's it. And sometimes you can feel the energy going over you. Interesting, because I was talking about forgiveness and being able to manifest a higher radiance, and they told me that it's about forgiveness, and they showed me different parts of my body that I'm holding tensions, resistances, or suspicions about people. So I'm busy in here getting healed. I hope you're all participating in your own healing. Yeah. And then as each person comes in to be forgiven, then my guidance shows me, my healing team shows me wrapping them in light and praising them for having the courage to come and present themselves. They don't know if I'm going to yell at them, do they? Maybe not. Okay, so we're going to wrap this whole thing in light. And I'm really, really pleased that I'm getting some help here. I found that when I programmed myself to total release and forgiveness, then I started being angry at certain people. And tonight I was telling Bob about that, and I realized it's because I was asking to forgive. So then the various beings that I haven't quite unhooked from are rising in my consciousness, which, as you know, is a gift. Often it's more uncomfortable just before you get freedom, right? So that's what's happening with me tonight even. So I'm going to wrap myself in light, move over to the side, knowing that this team that is working with me can replicate themselves. They're so magical. You will be too when you get over there, and so will I. In any case, they can replicate themselves. So I have the ones around me that are watching and helping me and guiding, and the other ones have come back to stand around a fresh, fresh table. And I'm bringing in our friend, our dear friend, Carol, who's in awful pain. Carol's 70 years old, and she has been in incredible pain for, I think, 4 years nonstop, although probably off and on her whole life. And sometimes she's coming forward in life without as much huge restriction. But tonight she's got a lot of pain, so we're asking her to lie on the table. And we're asking our healing team to bring in their own healing teams and bring in their own healing teams and bring in their own healing teams. That's right. And I'm asking especially for beings whose specialty is love, because our friend Carol and many of you out there need to feel love deepen in your psyche, in your soul, in your heart. There we are. So they're working on her head, her brain. They're working on her belly. Wow. And they're working a lot on her feet. Remember,
remember it's all about love. The more love you feel, Carol, and the more love any of us feel, the less our pain. You see what I mean? Love, I'm not promising that your pain would be neutralized immediately you feel hits of love, but I do know some of it will be. I know that. I know it. Yeah. It's love and fear are opposites, aren't they? Kind of. There we are. Now we're wrapping her in light. I feel like she's being guided from... They're saying that you're guided from within. You're being guided from within. And they're wrapping Carol in light. And we're moving Carol and the healing team over to the left. And then watching while the healing team replicates itself to be around a fresh table. Yet it's interesting because we know they're over there with Carol. And she's enjoying them. Now we have someone who's got a terrible nerve what would we call it, fragility, and she's had a number of reasons, a number of illnesses, and then a number of accidents or, like, bangs on the head. Or anyway, she's got terrible pain right now. She's had to have a tooth extracted, which shouldn't be that bad, but it's triggering a lot of memory pain throughout her nervous system. So we're going to ask the healing guide that they'll help her with this. Good. Funny, I can hear music like mad as soon as I bring this one in. Who is it you've got on the table? You're going to have someone different. You don't have to have what I have, although this girl needs someone to help her nervous system. Kind of, it's almost like she's, if I were still in health foods, I would say she's lecithin deficient, that the myelin sheath around some of her nerves is very fragile. There we are. And they want to placate her and make her feel good. Excellent. And now we're going to wrap her in light. I want to wrap her head round and round in this beautiful, healing green light. Green light doesn't always mean go. It means healing, right? Wrap that in light, move it over to the side, and now we're going to bring in our political situation. Let's bring in the duality. Let's bring in the whole thing. If I have it, you don't. And if you want to have it, then you'll want it from me, so I have to defend myself. That's kind of the crux of it all, isn't it? If I have the most, I'll be the best person. But you know what? That isn't necessarily true. I've worked in and out of, I've lived in many echelons, even in the slum, as a community development worker. But what's really interesting is I have found people with great hearts in every socioeconomic environment that I've seen, and people who have wonderful experiences with stuff and money and so on aren't necessarily better people. They do better on some subjects, right? So let's not be all impressed by that, because there's some people who are really amazing and don't have much money, and there's some people who are really amazing and do have much money, but that's not a consistency that runs right through the ranks. Okay, so now we're putting up there people. So if we're thinking about Fukushima and all that's happening, I want to have on the table that thing about suppression, people suppressing the information for the sake of maintaining their investments or their money things. Bob was telling me today that when Chernobyl had that meltdown, Russia asked for help, and everybody went in from all over the world to help. But in Japan, they were kind of hiding their stuff because they're a little bit more of a feudal society, and they've been hiding things until it got wayward. So let's pray and see, just absolutely infused with light, that a lot of these barriers that are political, barriers between who has the power here and who has the power there, all those barriers get melted in such a way as we can work as a world community, because it's all of our problems, every one of us. That's right. And let's just see the light just absolutely melting the walls between the different levels of society, and see the people in charge having the humility enough to pitch in and help, right? And let's see also, let's see and feel all the energy that we can bring in from the universe, some of these amazing downloads that have them infuse and imbue in all of the spillage, all the spillings and the damaged areas and surrounding areas, anywhere that that radiation has decided the plume to move out. And just fill it with higher light, higher light, higher light. Right, I kind of imagining the northern light. Just infusing and infusing and infusing it. And then top it off with some love. Let's just love it all. Let's love the beings that we're frustrated with, but love the beings that are holding it over one another. Love the beings that are doing it just to be in politics or to make better money. And not thinking about the survival of the children, what will happen to the children. There we go. So let's just absolutely love them. Let's just radiate pink light for harmony, purple light, Saint Germain's healing, the purple flame. Let's just exaggerate the flow of all these. And see that humanity is going to be raised by these people. Instead of raised in the sense of being knocked over, humanity is going to be lifted and be helped to inspire themselves to bring up the next inventions that will save, oh, radiation. I'm sure there's something that's coming up in a while that can help neutralize radiation. They just don't know what it is yet. There's a lot of things that are going to come up and be really shocking and very magical over the next little while. So let's take a look at that in your mind's eye and make it up, whether it's chomping roto-rooters or little, they're not amoebas, but they're little living critters that go and they can digest the radiation. There's a lot of things we haven't discovered yet. Because I always believe that nothing really happens, that there isn't some kind of available solution. You know what I mean? All right, so let's wrap that, wrap these beings. Oh, yeah, let's one more thing. We want to infuse in the body minds of all these beings, anyone you can see who's involved that has any power at all, wrap them up in light and absolutely send light through their whole perineum area, right up through the belly, the heart, the chest, the neck, way out into your head. That's right. Good. And so what we want to do is we want to keep infusing ourselves with light and all these beings with light so that they have to wake up and begin to feel the pulse, the passion, the compassion, and the love for all of life. Yay! So let's wrap them in light, move it over to the side, and now we'll do our final one, which is calling in these wonderful transformative lights that are coming in. I think of the northern light. My grandson and I just saw some northern lights. I'm going, wow, just imagine those colors coming down from the universes, coming on down and absolutely pulsing through Fukushima area, absolutely pulsing through and filling that area with the vibrations of harmony and pleasure and seeing one another and safety and healing of the earth and so on. Just see it all happening. And now take your take this light that we're seeing and take your hands and pat that light and its amazing, resourceful existence. Anywhere on the planet, in your mind's eye, you know there's trouble. Places stuck, all that kind of thing over and over again. I want you to run round and round the planet, tapping in this wonderful healing energy, whether it's the Gulf Spill area, whether it's fracking areas, whether it's banking corruption areas, whether it's toxic China areas, doesn't matter. Just keep padding all these different things and seeing the sickness, the huge areas of sickness and homelessness. And just keep padding the whole planet wherever you know it's hurting. And have the energy roll round and round and round in the earth, up your hands, into up your arms, in and around your heart, and swing round and round your heart, pop up into your shoulders, up through your neck, out through your head, and off to the great central sun. That's it. Back down from the great central sun, down through your spine, through the top of your head, down through your spine, through the tailbone, down into the earth. And now turn around and close off the galactic healing center. Good. Okay, now I want you to come on in here with me and zipper shut your galactic healing center. And I'd love you to call in. Meet me here. Oh, we forgot to spin in our star tetrahedron. Give yourself a real spin and know that your light body is getting brighter and brighter. And the brighter our light bodies, the more we can transition from one way of being conscious to another level of being conscious. Sky's the limit. I miss Calhoun. I was just getting to know Peter Calhoun when he crossed over. And I still listen to his podcast off my show, probably at least every couple of days or so. And he's so inspiring. And he's got a book called, he's got more than one book, but one book is Life Without Limits, I think it is. Anyway, his whole thing is that if we embrace our vibrational bodies, if we associate with the elementals, the fairies, the elves, the weather spirits, the earth spirits, all of those, if we learn to be in touch with our true nature, with our higher selves, with spirits of all kinds, and we really do, we can actually become the most amazing power sources. He talked a lot about how somebody was measuring energy, alternative energy, and they found some huge sources of alternative energy, and they found it was just a couple of light workers, and that they had enough, one alone had enough natural energy to be able to light up a city, a small city. And he just maintained over and over, we're so incredibly powerful. We just have no idea. And know what? It's fun. It's stuff that's fun. Instead of walking around all hunched over under somebody's sense of authority, here we are. We're stretching out and we're learning to empower ourselves up and over what could be disasters. So this is Veronica Entwistle saying, well, I'm talking a long time, so you better call in. We have a little time, and it's 888-627-6008, 888-627-6008. And I wonder how you're doing about raising your fields and frequency. And how was your New Year's Eve? Did you plan? Did you do releasing and forgivenesses? And did you do designs of your goal? How is it you want to see your future? I'm thinking that seeing us as unlimited as a species is a wonderful idea. So we've learned a lot lately about how I used to sort of snub my nose at all the conspiracy stuff. Like, oh, I just don't even want to think about that. Now I realize it's all penetrated. I'm so aware that there's all this stuff going on that is set up to keep control of us all. It's not there to nurture us and to make our universes rich. It's there to make us, I think, behave, stay down there. I don't know what it's for. What do you think about all that? What do you think about Fukushima? What do you think about plumes of radiation water? Do you know that you can make it different by concentrating on it? Why don't you call in and tell me all about it? Either that or I'm good at it. I see somebody out there who's mad at me. I can see you. You're mad at me because I'm talking about this stuff and you don't want me to. You feel very uncomfortable, don't you? I guess what I'm trying to learn now is we're not victims to it. We're a part of the duality that has allowed these things to create themselves. We are also a part of the solution. So I wanted to talk about that, about seeing it in our mind's eye, being irradiated so that the light comes up through it in a healing way, and the dimensions that you live in are much different, and you don't actually get sucked into all that stuff. Now, don't make me sit here and talk without your help. Now, come on. Where are you all? Okay. So anyway, I think of things like toxicities and GMOs. I remember in the 60s, boy, oh boy, the green grapes thing. How many of you remember this? Is when Cesar Chavez, and I don't even remember all the details now, but they were really ripping off the Mexican workers, and they weren't paying them anything at all. And so a lot of us started to boycott green grapes. You weren't to buy any green grapes because it would support the marauding of the workers. And oh my gosh, that movement went really fast, and it was really thorough. Most of the people I know, you didn't see a green grape for miles. I mean, they were in the stores, and every now and then I used to pinch one off a bunch because I loved them. But basically, the farm worker situation changed at least a bit at that time. We were always doing some kind of boycott, weren't we, in the old days? And now, you know, I've been complacent. I wasn't complacent. A lot of us decided after being very, very frustrated that we needed to go in and work on ourselves. And that's exactly right, isn't it? We've worked on ourselves and worked on ourselves, and it's time to get back out and really bang some saucepans and really sort of wake everybody up, saying, wake up, wake up, wake up. Call in the higher fields and frequencies. Create the reality you believe in. Create the reality you want. And I'm glad you're on the air. Hi.
Hello, Veronica.
Hi, Carol. How you doing?
Hi. Well, my feet are just really buzzing there. I was on the table and they worked on my feet.
Oh, good.
I can really feel it.
Oh, good. Do you feel a little bit better? Did you like all that they were doing?
Yes. I you know, of course, I can use all the help I can get, so I'm very grateful for their help. But I do have a question.
You're on.
Susan worked on me, and, you know, my left shoulder has just been horribly, horribly painful for a very, very long time.
Okay.
Well, she found a psychic wound in that shoulder, and I'm not sure what that is, what that means. I mean, I didn't realize you could be physically harmed psychically.
Did she not explain it? Was it from another life?
Well, she didn't. She just said it doesn't matter what happened, you know. They say it doesn't matter what happened. She just cleared it out or, you know, worked on it.
Okay, so
I'm assuming it was from another life, but I don't know. But it does feel better.
It does. It doesn't hurt anymore?
No, it still hurts. There's still pain there, but there was a lot of other work she did on my shoulders and my the muscles in the sternum. So that's still painful.
It's really interesting, isn't it? Because when you say psychic wound, it's a very interesting thing to talk about because it can be something like somebody's really mad at you and you're in some kind of battle and you die with their hatred in your body and it makes like a hole, like a burning hole. Only it's
mm-hmm.
not actually physical anymore. So you're born and you feel like you've got this... You know, I'm not saying yours was like that, but I'm saying that's an example of it. Another thing is sometimes when you're walking up the street and there's somebody who has a vengeance for you, and it could come from past lives, even though it's in this life, and they can shoot an idea or concept at you about what that can drop you to your knees in your stomach, in your personal power center, you know, or they can, have you ever met a psychic vampire?
No, not that I know
Okay, so basically sometimes people, you'll be talking to someone, and every time you talk to this person, your gut feels like there's a big hole in it. And that's somebody mm-hmm. who's attaching to you psychically and energetically and trying to draw energy from you, you see? They don't even know they're doing it. But when that happens, that is also a psychic wound. We could probably go through a whole dictionary of the kinds of things that can happen. You know, taking it on from someone else. Sometimes it's consciously or subconsciously directed at you and in an attaching kind of way. And you could carry on having it for a long, long time. Or you could consciously dump it, you know. See what I mean? So there's many, many ways. Some of it, some of it gets triggered because the subject of being victimized or something comes up. So you're talking to somebody, and that person brings up a feeling in you. It doesn't seem to be logical at the time, but that can throw you into a huge empathy with something they're doing, and then you can end up with terrible pain. And none of it's real. It's all about reactions that are re-stimulated or recirculated because of some overlap. That's why I think releasing is probably the most important thing in the whole universe. Does that make sense?
Yes, it definitely makes sense. So
it's hard to be a person, isn't it?
I think I'm experiencing that for sure. But so I'm assuming there's a way you can keep yourself protected from these psychic attacks. Is that just the releasing part of it, or can you?
I think
ask
if we look,
protection or?
Yeah, I would keep aiming up with your request, with your consciousness. Call in your guides and angels. But I also, and you've heard me do this a lot, I like calling in light bottle washers that whirl through the body, and you become really, really sensitive to them, and they clean out stuff that you pick up unwittingly. So ways of cleaning up those things is meditation, sounds, you know, breathing exercises, but always waking up to the fact things could be stuck in you from gosh knows where. And then you really send the light into those places and release them. So I like light bottle washers as well. Does that make sense?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
I hope you're having fun, and say hi to David. Thank you for calling in.
Yes, you're quite welcome. Thank you.
All right. You sounded good, Carol.
Oh, thank you.
So I wanted, you know, that's really interesting, the whole psychic thing, because the other token is like when Carol was up on the screen here, or when my friend who's got a very sensitive nervous system and has just lost a tooth and she's suffering terribly, we can help each other by how we think. And if you think about that, it's kind of like those are, okay, we create entire universes with how we think, right? So if we've got some really vicious attack stuff going on, yeah, you can have all kinds of psychic pockmarks in your body, mind, in your energy body. But by the same token, we can turn around and send healing, transformative thoughts to one another and actually have them work. And I find when people are on the other side, it becomes quite, I don't know if I could say easy, but it's mutually empowering to be able to see each other or to be able to know that Mary Lou died and she and I had had big issues. And I can feel her angst or frustration when she's on the other side, and I can forgive and release the issue, and she picks up speed, and she's freer to transform. And my belief structure right now is that we then have released ourselves from more and more karmic connection, meaning things that are driven with old reactions in our belly areas, in our subconscious. You see what I mean? And over and over, we've all heard this lately. Oh, goody, we've got another caller. I want to finish the thought after you're on. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
Bonnie, it's Nadia again.
Hi, Nadia. Happy New Year.
Thank you for your reading. It helped a lot. It got me centered. And now I have a question that as I try to approach telling my partner that I have not been happy and that I want to make a change in our living arrangement, other than doing the releasing stuff, is there anything else I can do to find the courage to tell the truth to him?
Here's what I would do. I would release him, release him, release your fear of him. Keep doing releasing exercises and then say to your angels and guides, okay, you do this through me, please. You do this through me. And it, for me, it's kind of a subtle. You throw your head back somehow because you know you're being directed from above. You know, you kind of stand big. And the whole point is you want to be presenting information like that in love. You want to love each other. You've been great for each other, you know, for a while. You've been really helpful. You don't want to deny all that, right? In the old days, we used to break up and you had to get over each other and you had to run and hide and all that. You don't have to do that. You just need...
No, I still love him, always will, but, you know, I moved on and it's not fair to him either.
No, and he also will have a life.
Sorry?
Well, he will also have a life.
He also needs a life. Has
no,
a life.
Yeah, he has more life. He has more options coming up for himself as well.
Good.
And you will feel, that always makes us feel really awkward on one level, but on the other level, you're going to feel better ultimately that you both burst into a different lifestyle. I don't think you'll be very far apart either. It looks like you'll be friends.
I hope so because, you know, it's not because of someone else that I want need to make this change, but I do need to be honest and release him. And I know it will make it harder financially for me.
Maybe it won't.
And there's some loose ends to tie up, you know. Changing cars and getting my dental work done and all that. But, you know, I truly love him. I always will. I'm grateful. I'm very grateful. I just keep coming to the precipice and then not saying it to the edge. And it's like I'm diving board and I can't dive in. I just can't.
Are you sure you want to do this?
I'm not sure. That's it.
Maybe you should wait till you're sure.
And yes.
Or like we say,
wait until I'm sure.
Yeah, wait until you have to, because, what am I trying to say here? Here's what I would do. I would say to my angels and guides, you do this. You sort it out for me. You sort it out for me because I want to be loving and I might have to move on. You know you have to move on. You've told me. You said you're not sure, but you've told me before that you have to. Right?
Yeah.
And if
or
you don't
remain stuck and small and hide away.
If you here's the other thing is your angels are very strong and very powerful. And if you're supposed to stay but you think you're supposed to go, what I mean is if they don't agree with you, they'll tell you, just say, let me know if I'm doing the wrong thing, help me sort it out. I don't want to victimize anybody. It's really important, you know? And they love you. You have a lot of support. You know what, Nadia? I don't think you always have to be broke either. I think there's a change coming up for you. New ideas, new way of seeing things, and getting on with a much more expanded reality.
Yeah. That would be great.
Yeah, and you might have to leave him in order to find that. You know? Anyway, I have to go because it's time for us to hang up the show here.
Thank you so much.
Bless your heart.
On the way.
Thank you. But bless your heart.
Thank you so much.
All right. Good night.
Thank you. I love you.
I love you too. This is Veronica Entwistle saying thanks for listening to Radiance by Design. And I really appreciate a lot of you have been picking up on my podcast lately, and I've really enjoyed that, and your feedback's been wonderful. If you'd like to suggest any guests for Paradigm Shifters or have any feedback from this show, or if you'd like a session with me and my guides and angels as we all
make huge transitions and huge releases together, and we shift our reality, we shift our dimensions, and we live in much more uplifting, coherent reality. Email me, Veronica at VeronicaAntwistle, or just check my website, which is VeronicaAntwistle.com. I'd love to hear from you. There's an Ask Veronica button there, and you can just chat to me, tell me about your life. Good night, many blessings, and thank you for listening.